This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, bro.
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol. Now go to sleep, we.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
Happy Medicine Monday.
And it's a new month. Monday, May.
It's May. We have the Roni premiere tomorrow. It's finally here.
Finally.
So exciting. If you missed our episode with Luann that came out on Friday, go listen to that after this one because it'll get you in the mood for season 13.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to like, you got to get hype.
And also today, I'm like marketing Bravo for them. Old School New York is on right now.
Season
with Barbara. I don't remember what number season that is, but
season 11.
11. So still a few years, like two or three seasons ago. But yeah, if you're choosing not to work today, there's stuff on TV also.
Barry, wow, you're really blowing up your own spot there. But
no.
One other thing before we get into it. If you haven't subscribed to our Mention It All newsletter yet, you are in luck because we are doing a very special giveaway right now. We are giving away 3 copies of Lala Kent's new book, Give Them Lala. We're partnering with Lala and Gallery Books to do it. So if you go and subscribe to the Mention It All newsletter at betches.co/Bravo newsletter from now until this Friday, May 7th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern, you're entered to win one of these 3 copies we're giving away. Barry and I have both already read the book.
Mm-hmm.
We actually already interviewed Lala, which is going to be on Thursday's episode, this Thursday of the podcast. So we're very excited about this book. It is, I think both of us were a little bit like pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a rude way, but like, it's a good book.
I think I even like told Lala that in like a nice way. I was like, it grabbed my attention.
Not like, yeah, it's not like a diss. It's just with these like Bravo Celebrity books, it's a mixed bag. You don't know what to expect. You know, I read Ramona's book and it was grating. And Lala's book, I would choose. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, go to betches.co/Bravo newsletter to sign up and automatically be entered to win the giveaway. Super easy.
Woo!
We love a giveaway. Okay, so we're talking about the Atlanta reunion today, but Barry, because you were not with us on Friday, I want to ask if you have any lingering thoughts about the first part of the Summer House reunion.
Oh, do I? Me and my girlfriends sat at like 1 a.m. and watched, we were out. So then we came home. We're like, we have to watch Summer House reunion. Like, are you kidding? Like, I need to. And we watched it. We set up like a movie. It was a great reunion, I have to say. So it was all cast versus Hannah. Like, that was clearly like episode one. Like, that's what it was. And you know what? Like, we've talked about it all weekend. Like, a lot of the stuff she was being blamed for are things she did. So because you know, when you see someone getting attacked, you do tend to feel bad.
Yeah.
Like that was a lot for, you know, for anyone to take in. But at what point did she need to be held accountable for the things that she was doing? So
I agree. I do think there are certain things where it's like, I felt like some of the issues that were between Hannah and Kyle or Hannah and Luke, I felt like, you know, maybe Lindsay and Danielle were chiming in a little too much and it felt a little bit like, okay, like you can have your own issues with her, but like you don't have to like pile on when it's something else. But in general, I do feel like those lines were kind of drawn in the house and it wasn't any like, I don't think anybody went into the reunion with a plan of like, we're gonna, you know, tear Hannah down or whatever. I think that's just like,
the way it played
out. Unfortunately
for
her, she doesn't have a lot of friends in the house right now. She has Ciara and Paige and everyone else is kind of like not a fan. So
Lindsay made it clear to Paige that she was here for Paige. Like, I've been here for 4 years. And Lindsay was like, it's been three. And like, that was, so I'm actually, well, one other thing about Hannah and Kyle, like when Hannah was like, Kyle, I've never talked about bad about your relationship. Like, I wish you well. And then even like the whole cast was like, big girl, like, no, you never once. But I'm excited for next week. I feel like this is even more drama filled because now I feel like more people are getting involved. Because me and my friends were all like, why are Danielle and Paige fighting? That seems pretty random.
Yeah.
But it seems as though Paige is now sticking up for Hannah and Danielle is like yelling at Hannah. And then now I think they all start to like bombard Paige.
I just need, more than anything, I need to know the context of this moment that we see in the clip in the trailer where Paige just goes, fuck you, Danielle. Like, yes. I need to know how we get there.
I'm sorry. Just team Amanda's a fucking glow up queen this season, this reunion. Like, are you kidding me? You can't say anything bad about her.
It's funny. One of my friends is watching.
And I can usually find something bad to say about people, you know?
True. One of my friends is watching Summer House for the first time right now, and he's on like season two, and he was texting me something about like, oh, I kind of like Kyle and Amanda, like, even if they end up breaking up. And I'm like, huh? And he's like, oh, I just assume they're not together anymore.
Because he's so,
No, they actually have like come such a long way. They're like our little babies.
It's good. Like Lindsay made a point. Like the house started all as friends. Like I even said this a while ago. Like they're clearly not friends. Like there is a dynamic in that house. They're not friends. I don't know what's going to happen next season. I can't imagine they keep it the same cast. I really can't.
I do think it's a little like, I understand what Lindsay is saying. And I think that, you know, she is like the OG, whatever. But I think it's a little bit like, okay, calm down. Like,
oh yeah.
Hannah and Paige have been on the show for three seasons. Clearly the show has gotten more popular as the seasons have gone on. And so it's not like you can say like Summer House season one was this like dynasty and they've like tarnished it. It's like the show is in a better place now than it was before.
Yeah, but it's good. Whatever. It was a lot, but I really didn't feel that bad. I say this about everything though. Like we will never know for any of this, the real story. Like, you know what I mean? Like what she said on podcasts years ago, like
such a rabbit hole to go down.
And I don't have time for that.
We'll see.
Just focusing on what I'm watching on TV.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Okay, from one reunion to another, let's go to Atlanta.
I wasn't that into it, you know?
I feel like it's not that there's no good drama or no kind of like interesting things to talk about at this reunion. I just feel like I feel a little bit exhausted by this group. I don't know what it is because I didn't dislike this season, but now that we're going back, I'm like, I don't really care about Drew and LaToya. Like,
Dylan, doesn't it feel like they're repeating the drama already from last episode. They're like bringing up the same stuff.
So I'm looking, I was like taking notes as we were going, you know, trying to take as many notes just because I feel like they reunions, they go through things so quickly. And I'm like, okay, Drew and LaToya, Kenya and LaToya, Kenya and Drew, yeah. Shamia, Mart. Like, I feel like it's just, there's so many like little individual dynamics.
Well, because they did Drew versus LaToya round two. And I was like, did we need, like, we needed that?
I do think that Drew is in an interesting position because, like, honestly, it feels like most of the group doesn't have an issue with her, but Kenya and LaToya are like so extra about things that, like, Drew spends a lot of this episode like kind of on the defense because LaToya and Kenya are just like a lot. But it's interesting, like, when Kenya and Drew were getting into, you know, splitting the check, and Drew says that rich bitch behavior is buying a house that's over $1 million. And Kenya says that Drew was renting while she was buying. And then Drew says, step up, 400 million worldwide, boo. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, first of all, I don't think Drew Sidora made $400 million from Step Up.
She was talking about the box office.
And that was like 15 years ago. Like, I love me some Drew, but it was like, I don't think this is like really helping your case that you're like, I was in a hit movie 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and then I think that's when one of the other girls was like, that has nothing to do with what's in your bank account right now. And like, listen, right. Drew's been in one more movie than I have. One. She's been in one movie, right?
Or she's done other stuff. Like, she has an acting career. It's just like funny.
Step Up is like her main gig.
She was in the game.
Yes.
Girlfriend. Yeah. I don't know. She's been in stuff, but like, it's just funny that is like what we're talking about.
400 million.
It was so random. I do think the Kenya and LaToya dynamic is kind of interesting just because they were like besties for so much of the season, and they clearly still, they don't like hate each other, but there are certain things, like especially LaToya talking about Kenya's alimony situation, where Kenya is clearly not over that, and she still feels like LaToya really, you know, did her wrong.
Well, one of the ladies mentioned that it's hard to come back. It's hard to 100% trust someone that you've had like problems with. Again, apologies, forgot who said it and what it was about. There's always so much going on during reunions.
It was about Portia and Candy. And I think it was, maybe it was Kenya, like saying that basically it's taken Candy a long time to kind of actually fully get to a place where she can really let the walls down around Portia.
But I feel like that also goes with this Kenya and LaToya friendship, to be honest. I feel like that's exactly what it is, where like they were friends, now they're not. And then Kenya's still like, you know, on the fence because of the whole alimony thing. So it's like once one thing happens with a friendship, like it is kind of sometimes hard to go back depending what the situation is. But
it was interesting. They showed that whole montage of Candy and Portia's issues and then how they've kind of put them aside. And honestly, I kind of forgot how big of a problem they had with each other for a long time, because they really do seem so fine with each other now. But it was interesting then seeing that Marlo kind of used that as like a way to call out that something seemed up to her. And it's like, oh, because like at no point when I was watching the season was I like, why are Candy and Portia so close now? I'm like, I don't know, they're friends.
I also feel that Portia and Candy are two like hard people to not get along with. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Candy doesn't fight with that many people, and Portia like is like, you want to be friend? Like, I'm not going to hurt you as a friend. Like, I feel like they're just really two nice people. I think maybe it's because I want to be friends with both of them.
I think with Candy and I think Portia never. To me, she never like disliked Candy. She just kind of did some bad things to her. And I think she got caught up with Phaedra, and that was a whole mess of a situation. Yep. And I think she did some things that she genuinely regrets, but I don't think she ever was in a place where she was like, fuck Candy, I'm gonna like mess with her. And so I think now that they've kind of gotten past Candy's like hurt from that situation, and Portia seems to have actually grown. I don't think they really have a reason to have an issue with each other.
Yeah. Okay. Can we talk about Marlo for a second?
Whew, Marlo.
Oh my gosh. Andy goes, here comes Miss Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. And she like comes out and does a spin. I was like, but Dylan, remember when she put on her story, like that she needed a black dress in New York City. I was like, is that what you got? Like, who is that from?
I guess. Yeah. Maybe like Leah gave it to her. I don't know.
She looks great.
She does look great. This whole lipo thing is so bizarre to me because Shamia brings it up immediately. And I don't understand why it's such a controversy if Marlo is admitting that she has had lipo. She's the only thing they're disagreeing on is the timing and whether or not this back injury was made up. And it's like, who cares? You're trying to dress like... I like Shamia. I think it's been nice to have her around this season, but like she keeps trying to drag Marlo for this lipo thing. And it's like, nobody, like if Marlo's admitting that she got lipo like 2 weeks later, I don't care whether that was why she couldn't twerk on the trip. Like,
it is weird. The fact that she like is openly talking about she's like, yeah, I had it. I had lipo, but maybe right,
she's like, can't you tell? Look at me.
Maybe. That is really why. And now she's doing like a reverse psychology thing. And that is what was her injury. And now because she's open about it and not lying, she's like flipping it and making them look bad. I think that's what's happening.
I do think it makes like Shamia as someone who sort of is in a position where I feel like she's trying to secure her spot on the show. Like she, you know, she doesn't have her own storylines and stuff. She's a friend of whatever. I feel like it comes across a little thirsty that it's like, why are you still talking about this? Like, I don't really care. I don't know. I do like Shamia though. It's just like, okay, let's drop it.
Well, and then I feel bad because it's like when they bring on people, like they brought up Marlo and Shamia, I wanted Shamia to be there for like something bigger other than like, you know what I mean? Like she didn't, if that was her only like input on the stage, then I'm like, come on. She was in a lot of the season this season.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We haven't really talked about the New Orleans trip yet, so I'm assuming that's in part three. But we do get to the dungeon party this episode, or at least the first part of it. And I think it's interesting because despite all of this Bolo nonsense that ended up happening after the fact, they all seem to really have like fond memories of this party and are talking about it like it was this fun thing that they were all doing together and they were, you know, like having this like fun, free sexual energy. And it's so bizarre to see them like talk about this as like a fun group experience that they all had together. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, they're going to be, you know, going back and forth about Portia lied and Kenya was leaking stories and, you know, LaToya did this and Drew, you cheated on your man. Like, it's weird to me that they seem to still have this like positive memory of this party, but then at the same time, it caused so much like messiness.
I know. I was waiting for like some sort of argument because this was like the main drama of the season. So I was like, wait, why are we not? I was very concerned, actually. I was like, why are we not talking about this like in the detail that we should? And then I'm like, there might be like a serious pact going on here or like an NDA or something, because it seemed too fishy to not like talk about.
So it definitely seems like we're not quite done with it, because in the preview for part three, we see, I think, Marlo saying something about Portia lying. And I think that's going to be, I'm kind of dreading that, because we saw, obviously, in South Carolina, Marlo and Kenya making up with each other. And sort of since then, Marlo has been more and more on Team Kenya. And so I'm kind of dreading at the reunion, seeing Marlo like try to drag Portia along the same lines that Kenya was during the season. Because it's like, I don't think most of us watching ever really felt that strongly about this Bolo stuff. So it's like, I don't want to do it again. Like, I don't want to hear another 20 minutes of, you know, Kenya being like, I just want people to be open about what they're doing. Like,
well, you know? Yes. And well, speaking of that, and Bolo, let's talk about Bring the Baby really quick, because Kenya said something about that I was like, huh? Like, I thought Candy was gonna like really flip out, where she was like, Andy asked a question of like basically why that she felt the need to bring Brooklyn, whatever. And so Kenya had the nerve to come back and say, like, if you guys wanted to bring your kids, you would have. And I was like, wait, no, that is not the case. And that then she was so like, weird. Candy, you planned this whole dick in a box thing, and you couldn't have like set up like nannies and whatever. And everyone was like, wait, that is not what happened. Like,
it's not. That's like to make those two things, to act like those two things are equivalent is so,
yeah,
it's so bizarre, because they've all been on this show for years. They've gone on many of these trips. They've all, like Kenya, they've all had kids now for at least a couple years. They know, like, when they're saying that usually they're told not to bring their kids on the trips, they're not making that up. Like, I'm sure that's a real thing, because on these shows, how often do we see these women bring their kids? Almost never. And so for Kenya to act like it's like, oh yeah, like anybody that wanted to knows they could have. And Portia's like, no, like if I knew that Brooklyn was coming, like I would have asked production, but clearly it's not something where these women just assume that if they want to bring their kid, all they have to do is pay for a nanny. Like, that's not how it usually is. And if Candy is the one that's like planning this trip, it's, of course, she's going to plan entertainment. Like, they're on a show. They always have stuff like this. Like, it's the same thing as, like, having a psychic come to the house, or, like, having, you know, some other type of person, like, come and do something on the trip. Like, that is so different than bringing your child for the whole weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that all... Kenya was like, I only was thinking about myself. I was selfish. And I was like, wow, that is like was that an apology? Or no, that was just like her coming to her senses about the crab cake situation. Yeah,
that's the tough thing about Kenya, is like, I think she is great for the show, but there are certain things where it's like, how do you not understand why everyone is mad right now? Or like, how do you not get that you seem so like in the wrong here? But
yeah,
I mean, I'm whatever. Excited
for next week, because I feel like this has happened in the past where part two is a little like,
yes, we've down. Definitely talked about that before.
And it'll pick back up. So,
well, I mean, yeah, like I want to like put the Bolo thing to bed for real. And I'm interested to see kind of like the conclusion of what's going on with Marlo and Kenya and Portia. Like, I feel like that just needs to be kind of settled. And I don't know. I don't know how we'll get there.
I just really felt the need to look up Bolo's Instagram again, like right now. And
oh, yeah.
He's not verified, which I'm like upset about.
That seems like an injustice.
He has 253,000 followers. And like, oh, you know, God. What? Yeah.
Are you gonna smash the follow button?
Not right now.
Not right now. You'll consider it.
Yeah.
You'll take it under advisement.
I have to sleep on that.
Okay, Barry, it's time to do the grab the skinny pop moment. So Endless Entertainment calls for endless popcorn. Luckily, every kernel of skinny pop is so light, crunchy, and delicious that we can eat it by the handful or even the bagful. Barry, what is your skinny pop moment? And I will say you can pick one from Atlanta or Summerhouse.
That's what I'm doing. I almost want to give my moment to the entire Summerhouse reunion because that was just a lot. But I'm going to narrow it down to this one scene that I feel was not talked about enough. And that was we saw Lindsay get a little activated when Carl said he wishes Hannah, he hopes that she's like, wishes her all the best. And Lindsay, that set Lindsay off in some way where she was like, no, you don't say that. You don't say that if you don't mean that. And everyone was like, what? And she's like, you don't tell people, you just say like, you wish them like decent or something. And I was like, what? I have never heard that before. I feel like when you tell someone like you're happy for them, you wish they're in like a good place. Like, I think that's fine. I don't know. But any moment that Lindsay just like goes is like an action movie almost. She reminds me of an action movie. So,
okay. I'd be into that. Lindsay Hubbard she could do like a gender flipped G.I. Joe or something. Like,
totally. Like fighting in the jungle. Lara Croft. Can you not see her?
Ooh, Tomb Raider.
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm into it. My grab the skinny pop moment is when they were talking about Cynthia's wedding at part two of the reunion. And Andy asked who would have done the same thing, like who would have had this wedding. And Candy was the only one who said, yeah, I probably would have. I'm like, yeah.
In COVID, like did it up in COVID?
Hmm. Right. Like given the circumstances, would you have had a 250 person wedding? And everybody else was silent. So, you know, I'm glad nobody got sick. Obviously, we all have our feelings about that wedding, but I thought it was interesting that nobody else was raising their hand for that question. But those are today's Grab the Skinny Pop moments. You, of course, can grab Skinny Pop yourself at retailers nationwide or go to the Shop Now page on skinnypop.com. This has been just so fun. We will have another episode tomorrow night, Tuesday night, right after the Roni premiere. It will be out. In the meantime, don't forget you can subscribe to the Mention It All newsletter to enter the giveaway to win Lala's book for yourself. Go to betches.co/Bravo newsletter by this Friday at 11:59 Eastern time to enter. And until then, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, and just be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a Wild Berry Splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.